Picture a maestro on the podium, baton raised, commanding 100 musicians with a flick of the wrist. Now imagine his stunning realization. He doesn't make a single sound. Everything depends on whether he can make others powerful. This insight, born from decades conducting the Boston Philharmonic, unlocks a radical way of seeing the world. We spend our lives trapped in what might be called the measurement world, where everything operates on scarcity, comparison, and survival. We're constantly asking, am I good enough? Do I have enough? Am I winning or losing? But there exists another dimension entirely, a universe of possibility, where the pie never diminishes, where giving doesn't deplete, and where barriers dissolve the moment we stop treating them as solid. This isn't wishful thinking or naive optimism. It's a practiced art of reframing reality itself, one that transforms how we lead, create, connect, and live. Every day, we operate under hidden assumptions that shape our reality more powerfully than any physical constraint. Think about the last time you felt stuck in a relationship, a career, a creative project. What if that stuckness wasn't about external circumstances, but about the story you were telling yourself? We construct elaborate mental frameworks defining what's possible and what isn't, often without realizing it. A music student approaches the piano convinced she must avoid mistakes at all costs, and that fear transforms her performance into something mechanical and lifeless. These aren't facts, they're interpretations, narratives we've woven so tightly around ourselves that we mistake them for truth. The first step toward possibility is recognizing that nearly everything we call reality is actually invented. Our minds categorize, label, and judge constantly, creating boundaries that feel absolute but are actually permeable. Imagine entering a classroom with an A already earned. Your only task? Write a letter from semester's end explaining who you became to deserve it. This isn't grade inflation. It's unleashing potential. A Korean flute player, once her harshest critic, writes about becoming someone who enjoys making mistakes. A trombonist discovers his authentic voice through improvisation. The A eliminates, "Am I good enough?" and asks instead, "What becomes possible when I'm already enough?" An orchestra violinist slouched during Mahler rehearsals, her favorite composer. Curiosity revealed the issue. Rushed bowings prevented her connection with the string. A slight tempo adjustment transformed her posture and passion. The lesson? Speak to someone's passion, not their cynicism. Giving an A means approaching people as already capable, however blocked they appear. When you view people as contributions rather than problems, you unlock their generative nature. What if you stopped measuring your worth and simply declared yourself a contribution? This shift from seeking success to being a contribution dissolves the exhausting game of comparison. Success and failure are opposites. Contribution has no opposite. Marianne dreaded her annual conversation with her wealthy but critical mother, asking for money to cover tax shortfalls and enduring lectures about financial failure. When she reframed the interaction, approaching not as a failure seeking help, but as someone offering an opportunity for meaningful contribution, everything changed. She asked for 20 times her usual amount, presenting it as a chance to make a real difference in her grandchildren's lives. Her mother didn't just agree, she spontaneously gave equal amounts to Marianne's sisters as well. There's really only one rule you need. Don't take yourself so goddamn seriously. We develop a calculating self early in life, a survival mechanism that constantly assesses threats and strategizes for control. It's useful, even necessary, but it becomes a tyrant, convincing us that every setback is catastrophic. Rule number 6 doesn't mean pretending problems don't exist. It means recognizing that the weight we carry often comes from taking our stories too seriously. A peculiar power emerges when you stop resisting reality, not through passive resignation, but by staying present without pushing against what exists. A woman on a solo ski trip kept falling on ice, tensing at every frozen patch. Ready to quit, she suddenly redrew her mental boundaries to include ice as part of skiing, not an obstacle. Her body relaxed and she glided effortlessly. Every skier knows this. Resist ice and you'll slide painfully. Treat it as a friendly surface and it delivers you gracefully. This practice requires distinguishing assumptions from facts. When we fixate on how things should be, we diminish our power to act on how things are. A young pianist played Chopin with technical precision but no soul, until coached to become a one-buttock player, letting his body flow sideways with the music's wave rather than controlling it. His performance suddenly took flight. The audience wept. Enrollment isn't about convincing. It's about offering what lights you up and trusting others will catch that spark. When told cellist Rostropovich was booked years ahead, a passionate 20-minute conversation about composer Henri Detilio led him to agree to perform with a student orchestra. In the world of possibility, no simply means someone doesn't yet see the new possibility you're offering. At a struggling London school, 1,100 children learned classical music and performed Beethoven's Ode to Joy in German. At the follow-up event with the full Philharmonia Orchestra, 10-year-old Anthony, previously hyperactive, transformed into a dynamic force, conducting with such unselfconscious power that the professional musicians' astonished faces revealed they were genuinely being led by this child who had never before seen a symphony orchestra. When you approach people as eager to contribute rather than resistant to change, you create space for transformation that criticism could never accomplish. The most radical practice? Declare yourself the board, the framework on which the game unfolds. When a violinist came in early during a Mendelssohn performance, the conductor said, "I did it," not because he played the violin, but because he claimed responsibility for everything in his orchestra. This wasn't accepting blame, it was claiming power. Being the board means asking, how did this get on the board that I am, instead of who's at fault? When a couple faces infidelity, each takes 100% responsibility. The husband realizes he dismissed his wife's independence, the wife recognizes she oscillated between accommodation and escape without creating partnership. This practice liberates you from blame and victimhood. I Have a Dream changed a nation not through strategic plans, but by articulating a possibility that spoke to what's fundamental in all humans. True vision articulates possibility, fulfills fundamental human desires, makes no moral judgments, uses no numbers, exists in the present, and invites infinite expression. Most organizations confuse this with mission statements focused on competition and scarcity. When students broke curfew after an exhilarating concert in Brazil, instead of punishment, they were asked, "What did you come to offer the Brazilian people?" Their enthusiastic answers reconnected them to purpose, leading to voluntary apologies and inspired performances. History records conflicts between us and them, but something shifts when we define humans as beings seeking to contribute. A therapist working with 9-year-old Victoria realized at a critical moment, this is about us. Victoria chose connection. This we approach transforms conflicts by rejecting fixed wants or ultimatums. It asks, what do we want to happen here? During couples therapy, when a wife howled, "You don't love me," the therapist reframed it as revenge, a creature sitting on your shoulder. This metaphor allowed the husband to move closer and the wife to acknowledge, "I hate being this way." We never name a human being as the enemy. Mandela's Truth and Reconciliation Commission embodied this principle, offering amnesty to those who publicly revealed the whole truth about politically motivated violence, uncovering more truth than anyone imagined. During a South American tour, an orchestra reseated themselves beside unfamiliar instruments and played Dvorak's New World Symphony with eyes closed. When asked what door opens when eyesight closes, they replied, "Listening." The conductor witnessed extraordinary music making, 88 musicians playing by heart with remarkable elasticity, creating wholeness with no leader, just harmony. We live in a world teaching us to measure, compare, and defend, but the barriers are illusory. The scarcity is invented. The art of possibility isn't positive thinking. It's recognizing that reality is largely a story we tell ourselves, and stories can be rewritten. Today, you can give someone an A. You can declare yourself a contribution. You can ask, "How did this get on the board that I am?" The universe isn't a competition. It's a symphony waiting for your voice. The music is waiting, and you are already an A.